That's when the wound heals sufficiently.
Yeah.
What sound? What would you call the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
A calf? Bawling.
And how about a cow at feeding time?
Moo.
How about a horse then?
Neigh.
What would you call a hen that has a bunch of eggs that she's going to hatch?
She's setting on the eggs.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of a hen would you call it?
Setting hen.
Mm-hmm. Was it common here to take an egg, a false egg, and put it in the nest?
Yes.
The hen returning. What was this egg called?
I don't think I know.
Was it ever made out of China or anything?
Yes,
like that?
It was.
Made of?
China.
Where were the chickens kept?
In the hen house.
And if you had a hen with a bunch of little chicks, was she kept in any special place?
No, I don't know.
Was there such a thing as a chicken coop?
Yes, chicken coop, uh-huh.
I was afraid maybe I'd given away a pronunciation there, because that sometimes is coop, sometimes cup. On very rare occasions, but not here. Cuff.
No, chicken coop is what I would call it. And that is a word that I've used and had heard.
It's like that proper name, James Fenimore.
Cooper.
On a chicken that's cooked, what would you call that part that comes right out of here that has the
breast?
Bone like this?
Oh, the wishbone?
Uh-huh. Any special term for the edible insides of a pig or a calf?
I don't know what
to say. They're fried, crisp, or something.
Yeah, what is it? Bristles or vittles or what in the world is it?
Chitlins?
Yeah, chitlins.
Sometimes that's called chitterlins, too.
No,
or chitlins.
Chitlins, I believe, would be what I'd say.
What would you call that time of day? There's an old farm term again. When the animals get hungry and it's time to work around the farm.
Chore time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you here's one, calls to cows. If you want to, how about getting cows in from pasture to make them stand still when you're milking? Any familiarity with this? If you want to call in a cow?
No, I don't think so.
Now it's generally done with a pickup horn anyway.
Yeah.
Paul told me that his cows were very well trained. And he'd just get out there and touch the horn and they'd just come running. And he bought a new truck. It took him about 3 days to get used to it, but then they were all right and they'd come running. About 2 days later, his neighbor bought a new truck, same kind.
Uh-oh, and they went to him.
So the neighbor's cattle were all mixed up and his were all mixed up, and he solved it by going down and buying a new horn. Any special calls for calves to come? How about the horses, if you want to bring them in from pasture?
Oh, they used to whistle for a horse. Ask me about pigs. I know that.
All right, what if you want to get your pigs in the feeding time?
Sweet, is it?
I asked this once, the fellow said, why? You just train them when they're young. Every time you feed them, you take the bucket out and you bang on them. How about sheep, if you want to bring them in?
I don't know about that.
Chickens?
No, I don't know.
Chick, chick, chick?
Yeah. Chick, chick, chick.
There's something isn't very far off, you say. Oh, it's just
a little way.
But if something is quite is far off, you say it's
way off.
Or it's not a little way, it's a
long way.
If something is very common, you say, oh, you don't have to look far for that. You can just find that
any place.